Van, you calling from the Humane Society?
Yep.
How the hell old are you? Well, who?
I'm 9.
Well, that's odd. I thought you had to be 16. Well, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell about my basketball game.
What's happening in the background? What's going on?
My team said they'd be undefeated.
Yeah, but what was just happening in the background? There was a kid screaming. You know, I don't know if you know at all what happened during Stalin's regime, but it was not unusual to have guys tortured with a cheese grater on their back, and then when the flesh was open, they poured turpentine on it. That's not funny. 20 million people were killed during Stalin's regime.
Serious?
Who was that in the background screaming?
I don't know.
Huh. What were you calling about?
I just wanted to say about my basketball game.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
And this team named the Blue Devils, they said that they were undefeated. And when we, it was 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And we were down 1 point, 21-22.
Yeah.
And then it was our ball, and we decided to take it from full court. And then we made a plan.
Right.
We did a timeout, and we made a plan. And then we did, one of my players is named Jeremy.
Yeah.
And he passed it to a kid named Jesse.
Right.
Then he passed it to another boy named Austin.
Right.
And then with 4 seconds left on the clock, when that all happened, we stopped the clock, and then the 4 seconds was there, and then we did the timeout, and then when he put it up, it was 1 second, and then it made a swoosh, and then the buzzer went off, and then we won.
So Austin made the shot?
Yep.
Son
winning
of
point of the game.
Holy smokes, is that exciting. Boy, you'd enjoy the movie Hoosiers. Have you ever seen that?
Nope.
Boy, you ought to get it. It was on television over the weekend. Sounds just like your situation there. Great, great movie for the whole family. Hoosiers. Tell your folks about it. Well, congratulations on that game. We ought to send you something for that. Let's see, what could we send them? Kodiak, do we have anything we can send them? How about a mug? You want a mug, a Mishki mug?
Do you have any? I don't.
Well, we'll get them to give us one. We'll get Judy to give us one. We can get a mug. We'll get you a mug for that.
Okay.
It's like the Stanley Cup. It's just smaller. It's usually used for coffee or something. A hot chocolate maybe for you.
Okay.
All right, let me put you on hold. Get your address. We'll send that to you. Congratulations to the team. What was the name of the team? That won, your team?
I forgot my team.
Don't say another word. Let me just sit with that for a half a second, would you please, Van?
Okay.
You forgot the name of your team. But you remember the name of the opposing team. How old are you, Van?
Actually, my name is Hendrix, and my dad's name is Van.
Well, why'd you say your name was Van? Oh, because
your dad... Your dad called. Yeah, and said that...
And he put you up to this.
Yeah. He forced me into doing it.
He probably forced you into playing basketball, too. You ever see The Great Santini?
Nope.
You ought to see that one, too. See if that doesn't remind you of your daddy, Robert Duvall. Your dad ever hit you?
Sometimes.
Oh, this is all sounding all too familiar. He's not an ex-military man, is he?
No.
Okay, how do you know? You sure he didn't serve? Marines, perhaps? Fighter pilot?
I'm pretty sure.
Does he put a lot of pressure on you to play on the court?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
He probably has you so scared, terrified, and stressed out you can't remember the name of the team. I ought to send you more than a cup. I ought to send you a social worker. Yeah. Oh.
I just remembered it's called the Celtics.
You didn't remember. I heard your dad in the background telling you. You don't have to lie for him. What's he doing now? Probably getting ready to pop you again, isn't he? Boy, I haven't seen this a few times in my life. Oh, sure. You got to laugh. You got to laugh because the option is to cry. Yeah, he said the Celtics. Don't hit him, okay? Oh, I see it's starting all over again, isn't it? Yeah, leave him alone. Leave the boy alone. Oh, this is sick.